Less than 3 months ago, on Friday, March 4th, some members of ISIS entered a convent of the Missionaries of Charity in the city of Aden in the country of Yemen. And the sisters there ran kind of a nursing home, basically, for underprivileged folks and people who needed advanced nursing care things. The sisters had been to Mass that morning at 7 in their own chapel, and then they always say their prayers before they go out and do their apostolate in the home for folks. And so they had gone out to begin their daily work, and that's when these ISIS men came in. And in the end, 18 people died, including 4 of the nuns. And I have a handwritten copy of the one nun's account who survived the incident. And she tells that these men came in and they had machine guns or rifles of some kind. And they shot the sisters and then smashed their heads on the ground. The priest, Father Tom, who had been there for the Mass in the morning, had stayed a little bit afterward, and he was probably just saying prayers after Mass, and he heard all of the commotion, he heard the shouts, the screaming, and the terror, the horrendous things that were going on just on the other side of the compound. And the first thing that Father Tom did was that he went to the tabernacle and he consumed all of the remaining hosts. He did that because he knew, even if he were to be killed in this episode, he would not want these marauders to be able to desecrate the Holy Eucharist. In the early church, in the 200s, when persecution of Catholics was very widespread, they used to send the Eucharist with deacons to the homes of those who could not attend Mass, or they'd take the Eucharist to the prisons where people obviously could not attend Mass. And most of the deacons had been killed, martyred. And so on this one occasion, they chose a young fellow named Tarchisius, who was very devout, and they appointed him to bring communion to those who could not come to Mass that day. And so he took in that container, in a string, little pouch on a string around his neck, as we still do today, he took the Eucharist and he was on his way to visit the prisons and the homebound. And he saw some of his peers out there on the street playing, and they're peers but not friends. They knew that he was a Christian, and he kind of kept his distance because he wanted to avoid trouble with them. But they saw him, and they could tell that he was carrying something, and they thought, here is our chance. Here we can go and get our hands on this, the Christian mystery. So they went, these kids went and started harassing him, and they beat him up. And they beat him so bad, he refused to let them have access to the hosts. They beat him so bad that he died. And when they rolled him over, the hosts were gone. They weren't there. But he gave his life because he knew that Jesus is in this sacrament. I've spoken to many catechumens, people who are on their way into the church, and they have such a great hunger. They just can't wait until the day when they receive the Eucharist. Brothers and sisters, the gift that we have here, this is the only place in town where you can find it. This is the only place for 25 miles that you can find it. And yet, our church is not full. Even when Mass is at 10 o'clock, the church is not full. And so many Catholics have an attitude about the Eucharist that's basically, take it or leave it. I ask myself the question on a regular basis, why don't we have more people joining the church? And I suppose that's a complicated question. And we talk about, well, the failure of catechesis in bygone generations, the changing demographics in our town. We talk about the growth of mega churches that are very emotional and appealing in that way. We make all kinds of different excuses, and maybe there are legitimate reasons too. Maybe we say, everyone in our town has already made up their mind whether they're going to go to church, and then if they are, whatever church they're going to go to. But I have to ask myself the question, and I invite you to ask yourself the question too. I ask not only myself as a priest, but just as a member of the church. Am I part of the reason that more people don't come to church here? Because if this is the only place where we can receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, why wouldn't more people want to come here? And I ask myself the question, is it maybe because I have not allowed this mystery to make me into a dynamic and wholehearted and extraordinary Christian? A person whose life is very evidently changed by this mystery. To the point where people would meet me and say, wow, whatever he has, I want that too. Now, around town, I could ask people, well, what do you think about Catholics? They would say, oh, they're great people, great people. And you are good people, I know. Well, we have a couple visitors, but I know all of you, you are good people. So I'm not shaking my finger at anyone and saying you're a bad person. But when I go out and I hear things about the church, I don't hear people saying, holy moly, have you met people that go to St. Agnes? They are so on fire with love for God. Look at all the things that they're doing. Look at how their lives have been changed. I want to go there and find out what it is that they do there that makes their lives so changed, so different, so holy and heroic. Those people live extraordinary lives, and I'm drawn to that too. When I ask myself the question, could I be more devoted to Jesus in the Eucharist? The answer is yes. When I ask myself the question, could I open my heart wider to allow him to change me? The answer is yes. When I ask myself the question, could I do more to go and tell people about what happens here at Mass? The answer is yes. And as long as I do not change that, people will not be drawn to the church through me. Because if I don't allow the Eucharist to change me in a profound way, to the depth of my soul, then I might as well go to a different church. But here we have the greatest gift, the greatest gift. And we have a profound opportunity for our lives to become extraordinary, to be sanctified in a really deep way, and in a way that draws other people, attracts other people. Why don't more people want to come to St. Agnes or to any Catholic church? Apparently, they don't look at the church and see anything there that is worth their effort. I have to bite my tongue to refrain from commenting on the lack of love for the Eucharist that, well, maybe I should just bite my tongue. You know, that the thought of receiving Jesus in the Eucharist does not urge me to get out of bed 2 hours earlier. And I'm preaching to the choir here. I know that. But there are Sundays when I would rather stay in bed too. So I'm not pointing a finger this way without the other fingers pointing back here. Would that I loved God. Would that I loved Jesus in the Eucharist every day to get up eagerly with a deep hunger in my soul, knowing that I'm going to receive him here. I need change. I don't know about you, but I need change in the way that I receive the Eucharist and the way I allow this sacrament to change me. Today is the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. It's a day that the church gives us to remind us of the reality of this. We are not play acting here. We're not just reenacting what happened at the Last Supper. He is really present here. So my prayer today is, Jesus, let the effect of this sacrament on me be every bit as real as your presence under the appearance of bread and wine.